The explosion of the second one was close enough to buffet his face with warm air, but at least there was no shrapnel. When they blew completely, it seemed. "Try again," he called. His throat was rough and dry now, but he knew the words were carrying. The air in this place was made for such communication. And he knew each one was a dagger pricking the old lunatic's flesh. But he had his own problems. The call of the tower was growing steadily stronger. "Come, gunslinger," the madman's voice coaxed. "Perhaps I'll let thee come after all. We could at least palaver on the subject, could we not?" To his horror, Roland thought he sensed a certain sincerity in that voice. "Yes," he thought grimly, "and we'll have coffee, perhaps even a little fry-up." He fumbled the watch out of his pocket and snapped it open. The hands were running briskly backward. He leaned against the pyramid and closed his eyes, but that was worse. The call of the tower, "Come, Roland, come, gunslinger, Kamala, come, come, now the journey's done," was louder, more insistent than ever. He opened them again and looked up at the unforgiving blue sky and the clouds that raced across it in columns to the tower at the end of the rose field. And the torture continued. 6. He hung on for another hour, while the shadows of the bushes and the roses growing near the pyramid lengthened, hoping against hope that something would occur to him, some brilliant idea that would save him from having to put his life and his fate in the hands of the talented but soft-minded boy by his side. But as the sun began to slide down the western arc of the sky, and the blue overhead began to darken, he knew there was nothing else. The hands of the pocket watch were turning backward ever faster. Soon they would be spinning. And when they began to spin, he would go, sneeches or no sneeches. And what else might the madman be holding in reserve? He would go. He would run. He would zigzag. He would fall to the ground and crawl if he had to. And no matter what he did, he knew he would be lucky to make it even half the distance to the dark tower before he was blown out of his boots.